It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right, Bay. Yeah.
Not that Maggie.
Oh, yeah. Where is he? Back in town.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 202. McMonagle here with you on the Fan on this, what is it, Wednesday? Wednesday morning! That's right, 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. We'll take your calls for the next 3 hours. Rocking with you all the way to 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. Fliegelman here with us. And it's me and you for 3 hours. And we got some things to get to. What do you think? The Yankees up 2-0 over the Cleveland Guardians halfway to the World Series. 2 down, 2 to go as the New York Yankees have established dominance over the first 2 games. And that's all it is. The first thing, let's just say, the series is not over. I can tell it. I walk in the building, Fliegelman's congratulating me. I don't want to hear it. The Yankees still have work to do, but that doesn't change the fact of what's happened here over the first 2 games of this series. And really, let's be fair, over the first 6 games of this postseason for the New York Yankees. And it's kind of all the same. And what that is the New York Yankees have yet to play their best baseball. And the New York Yankees have not played a pretty game. We can get to all the things that happened, the base running blunders, the inability to, again, the first innings. The first innings of these games are maddening. They almost come to the same script every single time. The first two guys get on, Judge can't come through, they don't get the big hit. At least they scored a couple runs. But if you think about what's happened here, the Yankees are up 2-0. The Yankees have won 5 of 6 playoff games. And I would argue that all, and this is how I felt after the first game. I remember coming on after the first game, the first win against Kansas City, and saying the same thing. Well, they didn't, all the things that we were kind of afraid of, all the flaws that this team has, all the reasons we'd be concerned that it didn't matter they're playing the Kansas City Royals, it didn't matter they're playing the AL Central. We knew that this was the best matchup that they could possibly get. We all knew it. We all said it. It's all fair. And you're seeing why. Because despite some of the same stuff that scared us, some of the same things that we feared continuing to happen, the fact of the matter is the Yankees keep winning. It doesn't matter if the ace doesn't have his stuff, because let's be honest, this is now 3 times that Cole has pitched in these 6 postseason games, and only once, Game 4, the closeout game against Kansas City, has he had his best stuff. This doesn't stop the New York Yankees from winning. Aaron Judge finally comes through with a home run, and I don't want to hear it wasn't big. I don't want to hear that they had the lead, it wasn't clutch. That is a big home run to make a game comfortable in the end and give the Yankees a 4-run lead. That's a big 2-run bomb to deep center field, but he's still struggling. And at times in this game, I was more down about Aaron Judge than I've been all postseason, because in this game, he got pitches to hit and pop them up. But Judge not hitting. Cole, other than one game, not pitching well. Base running blunders, as we saw the stupidity and one of the great calls from John Sterling, which we'll get to later in the show. The stupidity of running into outs in scoring position. Anthony Rizzo trying to take third already in scoring position with 2 outs and arguably their hottest and best hitter of the postseason, Gleyber Torres at the plate. And yet they just keep on winning because they are the best team in the American League. They are the better team in this series. And I don't want to say that Cleveland can't compare and that Cleveland doesn't match up, because you know what? Cleveland had opportunities in this game. And here's the other thing about it, and we'll get to all the particulars of this game and all the things that matter. But Vogt has had a great rookie season as a manager here for the Cleveland Guardians. And I don't know if I disagree necessarily with anything that he did, but here's why I'm confident moving forward in this series in many ways. Cleveland managed this game like they couldn't afford to lose it. Cleveland managed this game like they can't go back home with three games to play down 2-0. They managed this game like they're playing a far better team, and they couldn't afford to wait to use their pinch hitter Fry, who can't play defenses in a one-at-bat situation. They can't wait to get to their big-time bullpen, which we've heard so much about, this vaunted Cleveland bullpen. How good it is, Class A at the back end of it, the best bullpen in the league, the one matchup, the one part of a team that could scare you as a Yankee fan. They can't wait past the second inning to pull their ace out and go right to their top bullpen. This was managed like a game they desperately needed because they can't fall behind the Yankees, because they don't have the pitching for the Yankees, because they aren't set up for this series. He managed in panic mode. And we'll find out whether he's right or wrong, but it sent a message to me. And especially when it doesn't work, especially when Fry comes in when pinch hitting in the second inning in a big spot with the bases loaded and Cole gets him to pop up in one pitch. And when you use, you know, your bullpen there to keep a game at 3-0. I'm not saying it's wrong. He managed with, you know, intent to win this game, and they did need to win this game. But ultimately, moving forward, if that's not going to work, if pulling out all the stops, if doing everything you can to keep this game where it was, everything you can to try and win it, you get the bases loaded with nobody out in the fifth inning against Cole. If all of that isn't enough to beat the New York Yankees when they're running into outs, when Judge still isn't coming through early in the game, when Judge and Wells in the middle of the lineup continue to kill them, and there's a discussion about the lineup we can get to, 888-808-1019. I'm not saying Cleveland can't win, but everything is pointing to no matter what ace is up their sleeve, no matter what they do, no matter what hand the Yankees are holding, when the dust settles and we're flipping over cards, the Yankees have Judge, the Yankees have Soto, and the Yankees have a bullpen right now who can line up with any bullpen in baseball. And that's the other element to me is still, I'm sorry, I know I'm a big proponent, and maybe this is a little bit of beating my chest, and maybe this is a little bit of me enjoying this as the Yankees are now as close to a World Series as they've been since 2017. But I'm going to talk about the manager for a second. Because, yeah, this series isn't over and there's work to do. But Aaron Boone has had an incredible run here. And he has done a great freaking job. And every single thing and every single decision he's made has been the right one. And this bullpen, you go to Clay Holmes in that spot in the fifth inning. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
T to finish off that inning. Clay Holmes, I don't want to hear that, oh, it's because he's not a closer or whatever pressure ever anyone ever felt Clay Holmes couldn't deal with. This guy has consistently, he's pitched in every single game. Boone has brought him in to the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, whenever the game has been on the line. Right? We all understand how good Weaver is, and we understand, I don't care about the home run he gave up to Ramirez. We know how great he's been, and he's the closer, and he's dominant, and he's even more impressive in many ways than Clay Holmes, even though now he's given up a run and Clay Holmes has it. But in every single game, when the game is on the line, when the tying runs are on base, when the game hangs in the balance, Clay Holmes is the guy brought in by this manager who massaged this thing not only during the playoffs, but down the stretch of the season. When everybody wanted to give up on this guy, when nobody wanted to see him in any kind of pressure situation, when nobody, hey, what are you giving up on the game down three runs? Why are you bringing in Clay Holmes? Oh, why would you do that? Why would you do that? You know why? You know why? Because Clay Holmes has one of the best pitches in all of baseball. Because Clay Holmes has stuff that has made him a top reliever for the New York Yankees on going on 3 freaking years. And because they knew what I knew, and what any smart baseball fan knew, that you were going to need Clay Holmes, that you were going to need this bullpen, that you needed more than just Weaver and Canely. And right now, Clay Holmes and the manager who instilled the confidence in him and kept him rolling is in every single big spot. And he gets out of the fifth. And then he goes to Tim Hill. And I'm sure we were all wondering, why not Canely? We saw that the other night. And yet Tim Hill comes in and gets you 5 outs in this game. 5 outs. To keep that where it was, to shut down that rally, to make sure the Yankees have the ability to come back, and they do what they do. The way he's handled the bullpen has been impeccable. And how about Rizzo? How about Anthony Rizzo, who everyone was worried about? I mean, look at it. This Yankee team has struggled all year. It's actually funny. This Yankee team has struggled all year at first base. All year. Rizzo didn't hit much before he got hurt. Ben Rice, I know he had the 3-run home run, and we all like prospects, and we all saw a little bit out of Ben Rice, but ultimately, Ben Rice didn't hit either. First base was kind of a freaking wasteland for the New York Yankees. And what does this manager do? What does he do? Well, he massages Cabrera and Birdie through the first series, and you could argue, you know, when you look at it, that it's the most competent position they've had, whether defensively, whether walking, good at bats. What they've gotten out of first base here in the postseason was remarkable, to the point when Rizzo was added to the roster, when Rizzo was given the game one start. What the hell is he doing? Birdie was great. Cabrera is great. You're going back to Rizzo with broken fingers. What are you, nuts? Well, Rizzo right now is giving you the best at-bats on the team. He's coming through with the big hits. Yes, he had a boneheaded play on the base path. And yes, he should have made a play defensively the other night. But Rizzo being in this lineup and at the bottom of the lineup, and again, lineup conversation coming, has been so invaluable to this team, has been so important to this team. So yes, the Yankees are better. Yes, the Yankees are far more talented. And yes, this is what we talked about when we said that they're the best team and that the break of losing the Astros and losing the Orioles in the first round of the wild card set them up for what was, on paper, the easiest path. And that doesn't mean a guarantee. And that doesn't mean Cleveland and Kansas City don't provide issues and don't provide matchups that could be difficult for the New York Yankees. We saw the starting pitching of Kansas City and some of the guys who have good numbers against Judge. And you see the, you know, the nature of this lineup against Cleveland with Kwan at the top and Ramirez in the middle. The back end of this bullpen, who fortunately the Yankees have avoided. So these teams aren't bad. These teams aren't atrocious. These teams aren't terrible. They're just clearly not as good as the New York Yankees. But that doesn't change the fact that decisions have to be made, moves have to be made, guys had to be put in slots, left field was a question, first base was a question, who do you go to in these middle innings was a question, and every single answer provided by Aaron Boone or Brian Cashman or whoever else you want to give blame or credit to, depending on when you want to give them blame or credit. The fact of the matter is, every decision has been the right one, and they have been able to overcome some of the same nonsense that we feared and still put up a good enough performance where right now you feel like up 2-0. They're the better team, playing with the momentum. They've won 5 out of 6 games. Judge just hit a home run, and you're hoping he gets hot. And the bottom of this lineup, and Gleyber Torres, how freaking good has Gleyber Torres been? I mean, the guy, they were talking it on the broadcast. Gattis, who's a good reliever, they got to a good reliever in this game to give them the two-run cushion. Gattis, whose changeup hasn't been hit in the postseason. Gleyber Torres just sticks his bat out and slaps a little base hit to right field. Whether it's the hitting the fastball in the first pitch of the at bat leading off this game, he's on base in 5 out of these 6 games to start in the first inning. He's been incredible, and you look at the notion of this team that we talk about. Well, there's only 2 good hitters, right? Going back to the Mets series and going back to Severino, only 2 good hitters. Really, the whole year we've worried about that. Well, look at what the bottom of the order has done. Look at what Rizzo has done. Look at what Verdugo has done. Anthony Volpe has had the best at-bats of his season this side of maybe the first 2 weeks of the year when he got off to a great start. He has upped his level in the postseason, consistently giving good at-bats. The bottom of the lineup scores 3 runs. Verdugo comes through with the big double with runners on. The first hit with runners in scoring position, what felt like the entire series. With that double down the left field line, he gets on base twice. Rizzo with 2 hits. Volpe with a walk and a single. The bottom of the order, Gleyber at the top, has overcome, and then obviously Stanton doing what he normally does, has been overcoming the 3-4 hitters in Judge and Wells not doing the job. This team is not clicking on all cylinders. This team, offensively certainly, has not shown you the ability where you feel like they're going to bust games open or they can't be pitched to or, this is that dangerous lineup who led the American League run scored. They haven't shown you that. Hell, they haven't even shown you the starting pitching that we hoped would be a major advantage in this series. I mean, Rodon pitched great the other night, but even throughout this, Clark Schmidt, 4.5, 5 innings. The 2 out of the 3 starts from their ace, Gerrit Cole, hasn't been all that good. Rodon getting, losing his mind on the mound in the first series against Kansas City. What we thought were some of the advantages haven't been. And still, this team is good enough to go out there and take these victories. The manager is pushing every right button. And if this team ever finally does get going, if Judge, in the middle of this lineup, finally gets hot off of that bomb to deep center field, and you've got Judge going, you've got Gleyber going, you've got Soto going, you've got Stanton going, you've got the bottom of the order getting on base for the top of the order, and you have a bullpen right now that's as dangerous as Cleveland or anybody else in all of Major League Baseball, you have a team right now that's 2 wins away, all the confidence in the world that no matter what happens, no matter how they perform, no matter how the at-bats come up small in big spots, they're going to find a way to win. And not only do the Yankees know it, but watching how the Cleveland manager handled it, they know it. It's good times for the New York Yankees. Now, they have to go to Cleveland and get the job done, and I think they will. But right now, they are 2 wins away from the World Series, and they haven't even played well yet. And there's a side to say, well eventually that's going to come up to get you, or you could say eventually they're going to click. And even if they don't, is Cleveland good enough? Are the things that are clicking for the New York Yankees still good enough to overcome a Cleveland team? And will the manager continue his hot hand? A guy that's been ran out of town, who everybody wants to go. Baseball fans I respect, Yankee fans I respect, who I've worked with, who I've known forever. The Yankees will never win with Aaron Boone as the manager of the New York Yankees. The Yankees will never win again with Brian Cashman in the front office. Well, right now, they figured out a first base situation. They figured out a left field situation. They figured out a bullpen that looked like trash a month and a half ago. And they've been able to do something none of us thought they'd be able to do. Get to within two wins of the World Series with Judge not doing anything. And that won't last. 888-808-1019. There's a lot of other things to get through this game. We will. We'll take your phone calls all the way to 5. We got to talk about the lineup and whether or not it's time to move on from Wells in the cleanup spot and what you do there. We got to talk about the mistakes because the base running stuff can happen. I agree. But ultimately, this team is two wins away. Cleveland knew they couldn't get to this spot. The Yankees knew once they got to this spot, it'd be trouble for Cleveland. Everybody knows it. All the Yankees got to do out, go out and finish the job.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.